All right.
Hello.
Welcome to Test and Code, Adam Johnson today. Welcome, Adam.
Oh, thank you for having me back.
I've been kind of looking at a bunch of PyTest plugins lately, and everybody asked me about PyTest Django, and I am learning Django, but I'm really not the expert at Django yet. So let's jump into PyTest Django. Welcome to Test and Code. If you've found value in this podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go over to pythontest.com and look either in the top menu bar or in the bottom footer? And there's a few links we're going to talk about. Contact is how you can get a hold of me. Newsletter is how I can get a hold of you. And support is how you can find links to things like my book, the PyTest book, PyTest courses, the community where you can ask questions. And that's about it, really. I'd really appreciate if, especially if you could sign up for the newsletter. I'm trying to collect emails of people that might be interested in similar topics.
All right, cool.
A lot of people were using unit tests with Django first, and that's, it's bundled with unit tests, right?
Yeah, exactly. Django has its own testing framework that takes unit tests and extends it in a few different ways, like hooking up Django's databases to manage them and adding a few niceties that unit test is missing. But PyTest gives you like --PDB to open a Python debugger when a test fails.
For the PyTest Django plugin, I was looking at the top PyTest plugins list, and currently PyTest Django is number 12. So it's very widely used, I think. Do you recommend it to everybody that's using Django, or what do you think about that?
Nearly every project I've worked on in the last 5-10 years has used PyTest Django. There have been a few where they've started with Django's testing framework because, you know, the tutorial in Django tells you how to do that because it's easier, it's in that thing. And they've not managed to migrate to PyTest. If you start doing some weird stuff within the test framework, then it's hard to migrate to run things under PyTest. So there are occasional projects that still use just Django's built-in test framework, but it's probably 80-90% plus that are using PyTest.
Yeah. Cool. What do we get with the PyTest Django plugin?
Most of it is trying to imitate or replicate what Django's test framework does. So setting up of databases is a key one. There's also some interaction there with the PyTest XDist for parallelization.
You can do that with the Django thing?
Yeah, so Django's test framework, the one built into Django, adds parallelization on top of unit tests.
Okay.
PyTest Django integrates with PyTest XDist, so it knows when you're doing parallel tests and sets up databases with different names for each parallel worker.
Okay, cool.
And then it also tries to re-expose some of those features from Django's test framework. Like there's some extra assertion functions in Django's test case classes. So PyTest Django has like a camel case version of these like unit test has a camel case version. PyTest Django tries to, it rewrites them as snake case versions.
Okay. Well, that's nice, but like, is that part of it? I was just curious. Is that something that like drives you nuts about unit tests? Because for me personally, yeah, I like the snake case, but that's not really one of the reasons why I don't use unit tests. I know the history behind it because it came from the Java land before we really settled on snake case everywhere. But that it doesn't really bug me that much. I mean, it's slightly annoying, but I guess I'm leading the answer. But is that part that much of a big deal to you?
That is not for me. In fact, what I tend to do is still use the test case classes out of Django, the unit test case classes, not all of the assertion functions. So I'm not writing the assert equal. Like I'm happy to use the PyTest one, but for the extra ones that Django provides, like assert in HTML, for example, that lets you check for HTML fragment in a larger HTML document. I'm happy using the camel case ones.
So you can use that with the PyTest Django? You can mix and match, I guess, a little bit?
Yeah, that function is available from within PyTest Django too, like a wrapper.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Neat. Is it difficult to switch to PyTest Django?
In the typical case, it's not that hard. You're going to install PyTest Django. There's one configuration value you'll need to set, which is pointing at the Django settings module that you're using in tests. So that's okay. Something that when you run Django's test framework, that's already set up because you would just run Django's test command and it has the settings. But when we run PyTest, that's outside of Django's flow. So you need to explicitly tell it where to load the settings from. And in a fairly reasonable project, like without any testing extras, then that's going to work for you.
Okay. And if I look at PyTest Django's documentation, it's right there. There's a getting started page and it just tells you right that, like right off the bat. That's cool. Nice. Now I can't remember. Do you help out with the PyTest Django maintenance?
I am on there as a maintainer. I've made like a handful of pull requests in the last few years.
Okay.
I'm kind of happy there as like backup, or like reviewing the occasional thing in case the project goes dormant. I can probably step up a bit more. I know some of the people involved through conferences, so I've met them in real life. Others just from their activities. So.
I know that it's used by lots of people, mm-hmm. like you said, but that you're using it every day makes me feel better. Actually, that's something that's really important is the database. So having the database set up, what does that look like? Is it per function? Can you set the scoping of when the database is set up, or how do you deal with that?
Right. So there's kind of two parts there, right? There's the getting the schema in shape, and then there's loading data. So in terms of like the schema, Django's behavior, which is what PyTest Django copies, is it creates a new database when you run tests. And it basically takes the name of the database that you've configured in your settings and adds underscore test. Or in the case of parallelization, it adds an extra little bit about the worker number that we're on. And then it needs to run Django's migration process, which runs through a series of files that are written in Python that tell Django how to set up your database, like create a table, add these columns. And this is like Django's migrations framework. And once that's done on all of your test databases for all your parallel processes, or your single one if you're in single mode, then it's ready to be used in each test. And then within tests, there's like a couple layers of transactions to allow you to write test data and use it within tests. And then the transactions get rolled back afterwards. So the database is left clear. So the way.
So it doesn't like completely tear down and recreate the database for every test.
No.
Oh, that's cool. So that's probably pretty fast.
Yes, you can be pretty fast, even though you're using a real SQL database, thanks to this. There are tests that if you need to have a transaction that commits, you can use a function called a class in Django called a transaction test case, or the transaction DB transaction fixture in PyTest Django, to have it, instead of like rolling back the transaction, it goes and like flushes out all the tables, and that is a lot slower, and it gets slower the more tables you have. So a key thing in keeping your test fast is avoiding that path whenever possible and making sure that things work with rollbacks.
Okay. Now I'm just thinking outside the box. So if there's not much in there though, so let's say at most of your tests are rolling stuff back. Mm-hmm. If there's not much in there and you run into a test that does need to test transactions, wouldn't there just not be that much there to do? But
the problem is that after you've like committed a transaction, you can't go back and ask the database, you know, hey, which rows did I write to which tables, or indeed update? That data is lost. So Django goes and flushes every table. I did come up with a patch that was rejected due to not working on every database backend that would do like a bit more of a like general query to find out which tables have rows. which would have sped that process up like a bit, but it can't be sped up massively.
Okay. So let's say I've got like, it really is good to test with let's say I've got a bunch of users and transactions and all sorts of stuff, not transactions, bad term, but a lot of data in there that for my fixture or database fixture to set it all up. And then most of my tests are just going to roll back. But if I really need to test the transaction part, I probably would have a separate chunk that used a small database then that didn't have a bunch of data in it. That might be easier because you're going to throw everything away and recreate it. If there's not much there, maybe that would work. Anyway, I'll leave that to the experts. So
that does seem worth thinking about. Yeah.
So we were talking, I don't know if we covered this or not. That's one of the things that the two names for fixtures, does Django still talk about the startup data as fixtures or is there a different name?
There isn't a different name. It's still there and it's generally like not used by many people, I think. So to explain to listeners, the fixture system there is so you can have some data written out in files that are written in JSON or YAML or XML. It has several formats supported out the box. And the kind of idea here was that you'd have Django build your database and then you could load some like sample data straight into the database that's maintained in some files that, you know, describe this field says this, this field says this, this foreign key points to that row. I think that's generally like fallen out of favor as we realize it's like quite painful to manually update these fixture files when you make schema changes and keep that all up to date. And there's also the power of like writing these factories, which you might have discussed on the podcast, Factory Boy or other libraries that can like populate your fields with random data. So you do not need to like maintain exactly what goes in which field to still have a bunch of data.
Okay. So people generally don't use the fixture functionality of Django then, or isn't recommended?
No, I don't think it's used that much. I don't think it's as far as the docs say, don't use this. And I'm sure there's like a lot of use cases out there still for like sharing data between multiple production systems or something. So it's probably it's never going to go away. But for tests, I don't think many people use it now.
Okay. So what are people using for tests? Like Factory Boy or something?
Yeah. I think that's the main one that I see used.
And like, let's say I had, I don't even know if this is a good idea. Just picking it at random. Like if I wanted to take a chunk of my live data, like the snapshot of my live data and run with that, is that possible with all of this or just a bad idea?
It's a bad idea, I think, especially if I over the privacy laws and whatnot.
Okay.
And writing tests against data that like, what is it going to change the next time you dump your database out? Very flimsy test then. I think it would be possible, like taking a SQL dump and then writing your management, your migration process to load that after all the tables are set up.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think it's a great idea.
Okay, that's fair. Well, I'm convinced, and so my Django project will be, I mean, I guess I didn't need too much convincing, but definitely use PyTest Django. Anything about this plugin that we should cover that we haven't touched on yet?
Yeah, so I talked about the migration process. That can get very slow in large projects. So as you make more and more changes to your database, this history of migration operations just like grows. Django has some functions for cutting this back called squashing, and there are other approaches, but it can still take a while. And even be a significant part of your test run, like more than half the time is spent just building the database. So to alleviate this, like both Django's test framework and PyTest Django provide ways to preserve the database between runs with the idea that if it's being left in a clean state after every test, then it's in a clean state after the end of a test run. So you can just start again with that. So for PyTest Django, that's --reuse-db.
Okay. So for CI and stuff, can I save that? Can I give it a path or something to figure out, like, to save it somewhere?
It comes with caveats. So I think you would want to avoid doing that on CI. You want to make sure you're testing with a perfectly migrated database. And yeah, the big issue there is if you're switching between branches of your code, you're going to leave the database in a state maybe where it has a new field that you're working on feature A, but now you're going to feature B where all of the tests do not add that field. So they will just crash.
We want to be able to, build in our process the ability to clean that out or run without that if we're changing a database structure.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. Cool. Anything else?
Yeah, I touched on using Django's test case classes there. I prefer that as opposed to an option, which is to just write PyTest functions for your Django tests. And I think it's for two main reasons. One is the writing classes, I think, is still great for organizing tests. So a bunch of tests related to one Django view can go under one view class, and then you know a view test class, and then you know that they're related. But the other one is that some of those features from Django's test case classes aren't available in PyTest Django. The key one being this setup test data, which lets you set up test data in an outer transaction that covers all the tests in one class.
Hmm.
So you save some time rather than resetting them for every single test. You set them up once, and then the inner transaction for each test rolls back to that clean state.
Well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm using the test case classes, I'm mostly using the PyTest at Django as a test runner then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that works. But
yeah,
I mean, you can also use like some of the extra features like marks and
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And whatnot. Does parameterization make sense for a test for Django?
It depends on what level we're talking. It is not really that useful when we're talking about a whole like request response cycle.
Yeah.
I don't think that's very useful because generally you want to test different scenarios there. You don't want to like test some simple input output kind of thing. But when we get closer to just like the database layer or other parts of Django, like the template engine, then you do get more kind of functional style. Given this input, get that output, and then parameterization does make sense.
Well, so if you're using the test case class from unit test, what is it about PyTest that we're using? Why are we using PyTest at all?
It is a way superior runner. It lets you write the plain assert statements. It's got the much better debugging tools like the PDB.
And then all the other extensions, like we can extend it to write different data output and all sorts of things like that. So, all right. Well, cool. That's pretty exciting. Yeah. No. Definitely think it's neat and I also think it's pretty cool that that it's being used so much. When I first started thinking about testing web stuff, I was a little disheartened actually that Django came with its own unit test extension. I'm like, well, I'm not going to be able to convince Django people to use PyTest, but apparently they're already convinced. So that's pretty cool. Nice. Yeah. Well, thanks, Adam, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Test and Code. Let's keep in touch. Head over to pythontest.com/contact to reach out to me, or /newsletter so that I can reach you, or /support if you'd like to, get a course or something. That's all for now. Now go out and test something.